Hey, Jessica, check out this chapter I was reading on cybernetic systems. It's all about how these systems work, what they can do, and, more importantly, how they can be broken. It's pretty fascinating stuff.
Cybernetics, huh? Sounds a bit technical, but I'm always up for learning something new. What's the gist of it?
Well, it's all about the capabilities and limitations of these systems. Every system has them, right? This chapter dives into how those limitations can be exploited. It's like understanding the weaknesses is key to both building and, well, potentially breaking them.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's hear it.
The chapter starts by laying out the basics. It talks about how cybernetic systems are built, what they're good at, and where they fall apart. It's like, here's how it works, and here's how you can mess it up.
Sounds like a good starting point. What are the main areas they cover?
They cover assumptions, the architecture of these systems, and how to break them. They also get into how different systems interact with each other, and then they wrap up with a structure for understanding the limitations and capabilities.
Okay, that's a lot to unpack. Let's start with the assumptions. What's the deal with those?
The chapter emphasizes that every system is built on assumptions, whether you realize it or not. And if you can figure out those assumptions and then violate them, you can cause the system to fail. It's like the old saying, when you assume, you make an ass of you and me.
I like that. So how do you even start finding these assumptions?
The chapter gives a great example using AI. It asked an AI to list the assumptions in a standard toilet flushing system. The AI came up with a whole list, like assumes a pressurized and continuous fresh water supply, assumes the toilet is located on a planet with Earth-like gravity, and so on. It even listed assumptions about what shouldn't be flushed down the toilet.
Wow, that's a lot of assumptions for something as simple as a toilet. So what happens when you break those assumptions?
Well, the AI also pointed out how easily those assumptions can be violated, like flushing things that shouldn't be flushed, which leads to clogs and other problems. The chapter makes it clear that you don't need to know all the assumptions to break a system, just one that you can exploit.
That makes sense. So what about the architecture of these systems? What are the key components and their limitations?
The chapter breaks it down into storage, bandwidth, computing, and analytical methods. Each of these has their own limitations. For example, all communication is inherently limited by the bandwidth available. If you can't communicate all the data, you have to compress it, and that leads to a loss of information.
Compression, right. I can see how that would be a problem. What else?
Then there's computational capacity. Computational capacity is limited by the speed and number of processors and their instruction set efficiency for the tasks at hand. And the analytical methods themselves are limited. There are just too many possible ways to analyze data, and you can't do them all.
So it's all about trade-offs. You have to choose what to store, what to transmit, and how to analyze it. That means you're always missing something.
Exactly. The chapter says cybernetic systems see what they want to see, hear what they want to hear, and do what they want to do. And if they're programmable enough, they can even adapt what they want to see, hear, choose, and do.
That's a little scary, actually. So how do you actually break these systems? What are the different ways?
The chapter lists a few key ways. First, there are failures by assumptions, which we already talked about. Then there are failures by inherent limitations. For example, anything that happens below the level that sensors can detect will be ignored. Then there are failures by compression, which can lead to erroneous detections. And then there are failures by focus of attention, where you can trick a system into missing something important.
Okay, so it's like exploit the weaknesses in the system's design or its ability to perceive the world.
Precisely. And finally, there are failures by deception. The chapter mentions low-level deceptions that exploit human physiology and reflexes. Things like blinking, turning your head toward a noise, or even just the way our senses work.
Wow, it's like a whole field of study. What about interactions between systems? How does that complicate things?
When multiple control systems interact, things get incredibly complex. The chapter gives examples like invasive species wiping out native ones, or chemical reactions like burning. It's all about how systems can affect each other in ways that weren't planned.
So it's not just about individual systems failing, but also about how they interact and create unintended consequences.
Exactly. The chapter then goes into how creatures and tools interact, and how people and computers interact. It talks about how computers can generate simulated realities that can cause problems.
That's a lot to take in. What about the capabilities and limitations of interactions?
Coordination allows for larger scale effects. For example, moving a leg requires coordination of many components. Artificial composites can move faster, further, and with more precision than natural systems, but they can also be destroyed by microscopic organisms or trivial sabotage techniques.
So it's a constant trade-off between capabilities and limitations.
Yep, and the chapter wraps up by talking about a structure for understanding these limitations and capabilities. It breaks things down into parallel, series, networks, unified, and independent systems. Each has its own advantages and disadvantages.
And finally, it talks about speed, force, resources, stamina, stealth, size, skill, and niches. All of these things play a role in the success or failure of a system.
Right. It's all about how these factors interact and how they can be exploited.
Okay, so to recap, this chapter is all about understanding the capabilities and limitations of cybernetic systems. It starts with the basics, then dives into assumptions, architecture, and how to break these systems. It also covers interactions between systems and the factors that influence their success or failure.
Exactly. It's a fascinating look at how these systems work and how they can be manipulated. It's a reminder that every system has its weaknesses, and understanding those weaknesses is key to both building and protecting them.
It's a bit overwhelming, but also really interesting. It makes you think about how much we rely on these systems and how vulnerable they can be.
Definitely. It's a good reminder to be aware of the assumptions we make and the limitations of the technology we use every day.